This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Australia's richest woman is reportedly seeking the removal of a portrait of herself from the National Gallery of Australia. And in the process of seeking removal of the portrait, Gina Rinehart may have fallen victim to the Streisand effect.
Gender, sexuality and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know. And if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Lauren Rosewarne, good afternoon.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about what's going on here. Where is this painting?
Okay, it's in the National Gallery in Canberra, and it's part of an exhibition, so it's not part of the permanent collection. It is there temporarily. But even the temporarily or the temporary nature of it is not pleasing Gina Rinehart, who is using her lawyers to try and get that portrait removed. It's part of a collection of a number of different portraits of different Australians. So she's not on her own on the wall. This is part of an exhibition.
Do you know who else is in the exhibition as well?
Look, there's a number of famous Australians. I just closed the image and I was just looking at it. Albert Namatjira is the artist who did the Gina Rinehart one.
An award-winning artist, mind you.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a number of different portraits by him of different famous Australians. So, and then not all, so Captain Cook's there, Julia Gillard's there, there's a couple of sports people, Kathy Freeman's there, Angus Young from AC/DC, Slim Dusty. So it's a collection of influential Australians. It's not as though she's being plucked out. And singled out is perhaps the better phrase. She does not like how she's been portrayed in this image.
So it's not who she's hanging out with.
No, it's the image itself. And so she's, I mean, look, I don't think she's going to be successful because I think there's a difficulty in, you don't have a right not to be painted, right? Mm. It's not as though this is something that the artist is profiting from. You might have a case, although I'm not actually sure it works in the same way it would if your likeness was being used in an advertisement, whether he went on and then sold the painting, whether you have any claim there. I would suspect not because, again, It's you're not endorsing a product, so a likeness of you, I'm not sure it would be, a sueable. But this isn't seemingly her issue. It's not a money issue. Mm. She just wants it withdrawn.
I mean, and I'm not suggesting that Gina's going to do this at all, but if you had billions of dollars, I mean, couldn't you say to the National Gallery, hey, look, if I give you $100 million, will you get rid of it? I mean, then it's tempting.
But no doubt this is actually what she is trying in the sense that I highly doubt that those offers hadn't been made in the background because it seems, and this is where we're going to talk about the Streisand effect in a moment, it seems that if she could have handled this any other way, she probably would have because she's chosen the worst way to get less eyeballs onto this painting.
I've seen it. I wouldn't have seen it had I not.
None of us would have, unless you're someone who's particularly interested in art. Mm. And, I mean, we know because art, you know, galleries are not mainstream in the way that other, you know, football and other kind of activities are, that there are only a finite number of people who attend galleries. This story was covered on the Stephen Colbert show the other night. I saw it on CNN. It's been covered by the BBC. If you do a Google Images search now for Gina Rinehart, this portrait comes up. So this idea of thinking that getting it removed from the gallery fixes people seeing this image that you find so unflattering is really foolhardy. So I would like to believe if her lawyers were even, you know, a step above Dennis DeNuto, that they would have tried to handle this financially, quietly, in the background, that hasn't worked.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne about the effect of Australia's richest woman, Gina Rinehart, reportedly is having on seeking the removal of a portrait of herself from the National Gallery of Australia. I'd love to know what you think of the portrait, Joy Dry family. 0427 569 949 or email honour at joy.org.au. Lauren, on a serious note, though, I was thinking about this today. Let's say, what if we don't know what's going on in Gina's mind? What if she's seen it and it's triggered something? Shouldn't anyone have the right to say, please remove it? It's really upsetting me and causing anxiety. I don't know if that's going on, but what if it was?
Okay, well, this is how I feel about it. Let's not personalize it for her, but let's talk about it in any respect where you've seen something, Warren, that has triggered some sort of anxiety in you. Okay, so you felt that. Now what? What do I as a society have to do to make you feel better? I'm not being facetious in asking that. I think this is often, we often have reactions about things because we find it personally distasteful or horrible or upsetting. Okay, that's a feeling and you're absolutely entitled to it. But what then needs to happen? What makes you feel unsad anymore? And I think this is something that I think a lot about in the context of in censorship, where you have people who'll say, for example, because you've seen this in the context of same-sex relationships in movies, for example, or books is a perfect example in the New South Wales case in the libraries. You're offended by the existence of a novel for young people featuring a same-sex couple. Okay, don't read it. But what more do you want done? Because you're now only going to be not upset when that book is withdrawn. Do you see? So I feel
I see
that,
what you mean. I like what
Yeah, and I think this affects a lot of different areas of life where I think we need to be a little bit careful. Absolutely, you're entitled to offence. I don't necessarily think, though, that something always has to be done with that offence. And I think this is, again, where we talk about cancel culture. Yeah. I don't think you're being cancelled just because someone publicly articulates finding you offensive. If people choose to go and not see your comedy show or buy your book, again, that's a personal choice that happens under capitalism.
And I suppose, you know, it's not a photo that she has commissioned, is it?
No. And I think we could make this case compared to, say, the King Charles portrait that was released early last week, where clearly that was a commission. He chose this artist because he likes that artist's work. And therefore, even though I think audience reception more broadly was a little, you know, wide varying. Some people loved it, some people hated it. King Charles chose that artist. He obviously was okay with it. That happens in a commission. Just the same thing as if you get someone to paint a mural on your wall, right? You've chosen it. You're the one who has to be happy with the finished product. This is not the case with Gina Rinehart. And clearly she didn't sit for a portrait here. She's entitled to be upset. I don't necessarily think anything has to be done with that upset, particularly given this is an exhibition and it will only be up for a short amount of time anyway.
Simo from East St Kilda says the portrait of Gina Rinehart is not very flattering, but it's pretty accurate.
Again, though, this is something I think that we think about with the Archibald Prize every year, where it's not the one that looks most like a photograph that wins. Because if we wanted to take a photograph, we could take a photograph. Instead, artists are supposed to be trying to capture something that isn't seen with the, you know, that they're bringing their unique lens to it. But this is where we get back to this question of what's the Streisand effect, which is the idea that in trying to get something suppressed, in trying to not talk about something, it ends up getting everybody talking about it. And this all came 20 years ago. Barbara Streisand realized that there was an aerial photograph of her house in a database that was showing soil erosion, and she wanted her name withdrawn from it. Prior to her talking about it, 6 people had accessed that photo. After she issued this legal case, 42,000 people downloaded the image, right? That idea of drawing attention to something and bringing so many more eyeballs is what puts that portrait, which Gina Rinehart hates, onto the Stephen Colbert Show, onto CNN, onto BBC. Had we not spoken about it, I don't think Vincent Namatjira's art would have gotten this global audience the way it has now. So quietly, she's done something amazing for the art community, and that was not her intended effect at all.
And I imagine the National Gallery of Australia, they might even get more visitors out of it too.
Absolutely. Again, it gets people talking about something that I just don't think most of us have a massive interest in, because again, we tend to, it's kind of like when you say, don't touch the wet paint. We all kind of want to have this, you know, stick it. And it's really much like if you say, absolutely. And if you say to someone, don't look at this portrait of me, I'm going to have a look. Like, I just have to, because why do you hate it so much?
I agree. Lauren, I'm going to play some Barbara Streisand to go out with.
Wonderful. Let's have a special moment, Warren. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
It's Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.